Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to whatever episode number this is of Roms Over Baghdad.
Like nine?
Is it nine?
Ten?
Number 10 and a half?
11?
I don't fucking know.
Welcome back. It's like they just stopped, they just finished listening to the last one?
Yeah, ideally.
You gotta binge watch this, man.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Last time on Roms Over, what's the show called?
Podcast?
No, I got it so wrong.
Roms Over Baghdad, Roms Over Baghdad.
Because, the Outcast song.
It's like, yeah, exactly, you got it.
No, because someone told me that once before. Otherwise, I wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, so we're here. Hi, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, DJ Spy Guy's here.
That's right, I'm here.
Optics is here.
Hello.
And Thouden is here.
Hi.
Who played some video games?
No one.
Let's roll.
I played an hour of Majora's Mask, and then I was like, okay, is that it? And then I went on.
What?
I don't know.
You're like, nah.
Well, I don't know, man. I played that first day, and I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then I wanted to watch the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt or something. Like that. So I was on.
And that just really broke your concentration on the game to the point where you never picked it back up.
Well, I don't know if it's a game you're supposed to. If can you play that on the couch and watch TV at the same time, or do you have to really be a? I don't know. Anyone played the Majora's Mask game all the way through?
I have not played Majora's Mask in the age of snapping.
Yeah, because now there's no you can do so many things at once,
right?
My attention span is just being destroyed now, so. I guess I could sit on a couch and with my Nintendo 3DS and just play the game, or in bed or something, but I'd rather be doing something else at the same time, get double the entertainment value for my time spent.
Sure.
Multitasking.
Yeah, that's what they call it. So yeah, I only got an hour into that, and I was like, okay, it works, I guess. I'll go back to that later. Maybe because I'm going to Victoria. I live in Vancouver. I usually go to Victoria, which is on an island, every few months to see my parents. So that's a nice 5-hour trip over there through bus, train, ferry ride. So I'll be playing some 3DS on the way there and back. I'll have plenty of time to play some more.
Plus some Easter holidays coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go over there for that.
Oh, yeah, nice. Easter's coming up, huh?
Yeah.
That's a thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a religious holiday that you don't have to be religious to celebrate.
Happy Easter, Xbox.
Does Steam
Happy Easter.
Does Steam have a Easter sale?
No.
Is that a thing? No. Oh.
Nope, no Easter sale. I think it's just major.
Don't they have a spring sale?
Holiday
season.
Isn't there
seasons. A spring
sale? I don't think it's on the I don't think it's of the same caliber as the summer and the holiday sale though.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
I like the after Easter sale at for chocolate and candy. That's my
favorite.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, go buy all that fucking super cheap candy that stores have way too much left over of.
And then just, I don't know, eat it all.
Fuck yeah.
My favorite are those the mini eggs by Cadbury. I don't know if you get them in the States. Little chocolate eggs with the crunchy shell. So good. And a few years ago, they had the same kind of eggs, but they had pop rock stuff on the outside.
Oh,
on the candy. So you would eat these chocolatey things and you get the pop rock effect as well. I haven't seen that for a while, though, in Canada.
Sounds awesome.
So good.
I'm a fan of Peeps.
I've never really had that. I've seen them them on YouTube challenges.
Peeps.
Or burn them on, light them on fire because they're all made out of sugar and they look really cool burning.
Yeah, they're essentially just frosted marshmallows, essentially.
And you can isn't there a Peeps challenge where you have to shove them in your mouth and say something?
What is that called? A chubby bunny? I think that's just with marshmallows in general.
Oh, okay. What is a marshmallow? I looked at
are we getting super deep here?
I looked at the ingredient list. What is
a marshmallow?
It said artificial flavoring, right? On the bag of marshmallows. Well, what's the natural flavor of a marshmallow?
What is it made out of, I would say?
Vanilla?
Just a mallow?
Candy?
It might be the mallow plant. I think I looked that up once on Wikipedia.
The mallow plant?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
I think so. And it I grows think, in a I marsh.
Think... Yep, he's right. Marshmallow plant.
but it doesn't turn into this, you know, this sugary, puffy, pillowy thing that you put in hot chocolate.
Doesn't it?
Oh, maybe it does. Oh, I love man. That hot chocolate powder, the instant powder with the mini marshmallows already built in.
Oh, hell yeah, Swiss Miss.
Is that what it's called?
Swiss Miss is great.
For camping and stuff, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's people that say, oh, you can't make hot chocolate with water. That's, I can't believe you're doing that.
Well, I mean, technically you can, but not very good. Compared to making it with milk.
Yeah, like real whole milk and real milk chocolate and all.
I'm more of a 2% guy. I can't do whole milk.
No, but if it's just a once in a while kind of drink, maybe go the extra mile.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
I'm treating myself with a glass of water right now.
Water.
That's called hydration.
Yeah. Although I do have some beer in the fridge, we're doing the show now, so.
We can take a break if you want to go get a beer. It's cool.
No, it's fancy beer. It's not like worth just having right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's fancy beer
in Canada? I don't know, some Belgian triple sec beer fermented in the bottle, 10.5%. I don't know. Something it's called.
Triple sec, what?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's a completely that's a completely different kind of alcohol.
Oh,
no.
Oh, maybe it's not triple sec. Beer. I don't know. It's good shit. It's like 10.5%.
That is fancy.
Made by monks.
Is that what the monks are doing now? They're up on they're on hard times, like money wise.
Yeah. They're making
cashing in on the craft beer.
Everyone gotta make their craze. Money.
Yeah, and you have to pour it in a special glass. And you can't pour out the last centimeter of it because it's got, you know, yeast in the bottom. You have to be careful. You can't just, pour it full force into the glass.
What if you're not careful? What happens?
Then you get the sediment in your beer, and it's not as tasty or clear.
Sediment.
Yeah, I know you don't want sediment.
You never want sediment.
I think this is enough food talk. I'll shut up. I just love food and cooking and stuff.
Optics, what'd you play, man?
Oh god, what did I play? So following on from last week, I started playing Pokemon Shuffle real bad. And I've been playing that most of my bus drives through.
I missed last week. Just give me a real quick recap on what Pokemon Shuffle is. So, just real quick.
Pokemon Shuffle is a free-to-play game that was just handed out to everyone on everyone's 3DSs, like they gave you an option to install it, but it was pretty much on your front screen, especially if you accepted everything Nintendo gives you.
That's right. I saw that thing there.
So
I thought it was already there, so I clicked on it and just took me to the store. And then, well, what is this?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had. But on some people's 3DSs, they just automatically install, which is kind of crazy, but whatever. And
did you have to talk to a rabbit?
Yeah, it's basically a Candy Crush Match 3 game involving Pokemon.
3D.
Oh, it's a match 3? It's a match 3 game, essentially?
Yeah, essentially. But I guess what it does differently is that you can choose which Pokemon you have to go into battle against these different levels of Pokemon from like 1 to, I don't even know, probably about 200. And then at the end, when you complete a board, you have the chance to actually capture a Pokemon. But that's all based on general basic percentage of capture ability, and then however many moves you had left increases the capture chance.
Huh.
So yeah, and the thing is with each different Pokemon, they still have their standard, like, water beats fire, fire beats grass, grass beats water. So that all comes into play as well as you go into fight each other, go into another match 3 game, like you'll get a boost if you have fire Pokemon against this water Pokemon. So
weird.
Yeah, they've kind of advanced match 3 in a really easy way, I would say, and used the Pokemon license for it.
This is a game that is like a freemium game then? Do they ever want money from you?
Well, Sorry, do you want to say that again?
Is it a freemium game? Or is it, can you actually pay money to advance quicker in the game?
Oh, yeah. So,
How much have you spent on the game if it's, you know, they want you to add money to, play some more?
Okay. Yeah. I've spent $0 or pounds on it, thankfully, because they have this sort of coin system which you can get where, as you play through, you'll gain coins and, like, sometimes jewels as well, which helps you increase, like... So you only have 5 hearts for 5 attempts at a time, and you gain another heart every 30 minutes, I think. And so that's one way that they limit you and say, like, oh, hey, why don't you buy more hearts or buy more jewels for hearts so you can play more? And then they also have, like, great balls and stuff, so it increases the capture ability. But you can get all those things free, which is what I've been doing. It's slower, but it just means that you're not actually paying anything. So you can legitimately play this game for free.
Well, that's good.
Cool.
Because, yeah, I don't think I'd ever pay to advance myself in a game. That just sounds kind of lame. And I know that's how they make all their money.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was playing that Kim Kardashian game, and I was addicted to that. And I was, I'm kidding, man.
Okay.
That don't they make millions of dollars a day just by people, you know, buying extra shit for that game? I don't even know what that game, how it even works. I don't even want to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Developer takes your money, that's how it works.
Yikes.
You open your wallet.
Okay.
And Kim Kardashian comes out.
With her big butt?
Yeah.
Okay. Covered in champagne?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay, here's my money.
That'd be kind of gross to be covered in champagne. I wouldn't want that.
You'd get super sticky.
Right, you'd be all sticky, and then you'd go take a shower, and it's like, fuck.
Have you seen what they've done in, like, you know, sports games now? I mean, it's in real life, in the locker rooms after they actually have goggles now that the players can put on.
What?
It's like safety goggles, so they don't get the champagne in their eyes.
Okay.
It's kind of, for, you know, for our, the major league sporting events that happen in America, I guess. Probably not, you know, the guys in Europe are a bit tougher. They don't need the...
We don't play rugby over here. We don't want to break anything.
Well, is there no rugby at all in the States?
They're probably minor leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, American soccer's only just gotten semi-big now. I still wouldn't say it's big, but it's only just got recognized.
Yeah, like the MLS or whatever.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we just buy fancy players from Europe and put them on the teams.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what we did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got fucking... who's that guy?
Oh yeah, Mr. Spice Girl.
Oh
Mr.
yeah,
Spice Girl.
Mr. Beckham.
David Beckham.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Don't know why I couldn't remember that.
The Galaxy.
The
Galaxy. Galaxy. We have an MLS team here in Vancouver, the White Caps, because you know the ocean is nearby, and when the waves come in.
Uh huh.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know where the galaxy... I don't know. Is there a galaxy down there?
Yes, there's a galaxy just sitting right there.
Okay. Los Angeles is its own galaxy.
Yeah. I want to go back there. I was only there as like a kid, teenager. Band trips.
Don't go back there.
No?
Yeah, don't go back there. No, I went there. I've been there within the last like 10 years. And
E3? Come on.
Just don't.
They've got conferences and stuff.
That you have to be part of the press to get into.
And not, well, I can do
that. You gotta risk your life to go into LA.
And
you gotta sign a waiver.
$99 a day Disneyland passes. That sounds like fun.
only if it's the pass that lets you go in between California Adventures and Disneyland like all day as much as you want.
Yeah, I don't know. The last time I was there, the California thing wasn't even built.
Oh,
that's
wow.
How old I am. I saw Captain EO in its original run. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Wow.
You're old.
I'm not that old.
Haha, you're old. Haha.
My first
optics.
Game I ever.
What did you play? You play anything else?
Yeah, optics.
No, I played mobile games and lost track of time while playing them. That was it.
Jeez.
Oh, Get the fuck out of here, casual.
I forgot I did play another game on my 3DS. Since we're talking about like this 3DS day here. Or
whatever. Yeah, go for it.
I guess I played Outrun on the 3DS, the Sega 3D Classics, releasing every month or so, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty cool on the new 3DS. It's a full 60 frames a second. Very difficult. You know, it's based on the old 80s arcade game, so of course it was quite difficult, you know, because they want your money.
Right.
So playing it on the 3DS and you crash. If you crash once or twice, then you're basically screwed. You got to play it almost flawlessly without crashing and to get to the next checkpoint. But it's really neat. The 3D effect on that is amazing. I like that game, even though I suck at it.
If you crash, does it destroy your amiibo?
There's no amiibo interaction in this game. No. But you can go and if you get upset enough, you can go to your amiibo collection and then just smash them yourself.
Like, just rage.
Oh, you fucking stupid amiibos that I spent
Fuck
way
you,
too much
Nintendo,
money on.
You got me again. God damn it.
Fuck you, amiibos.
I wonder if people have done that, like ripped an amiibo apart just to get to the NFC chip or whatever it is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
if they've ripped them apart just because they were mad.
These stupid amiibo Nintendo. Fuck.
I doubt they would have to really rip it apart much. I'm guessing those chips are in the base, right?
You would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I bought any of them. Oh, it's because I like the little. I like the characters. I haven't even played Smash Brothers.
I played the original one. That was it.
Yeah. That's
like
it.
Go way back. Optics, you didn't play anything else?
No, not really. No, nothing's coming to mind. I still haven't got around to Hotline Miami 2. Hopefully
Wrong
I'll play
number.
That tonight. Wrong number. Is it 1?
What?
Is
it 1?
Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Never mind.
Is that a British joke or something?
It's just a terrible joke.
Oh, okay.
Boom chunk.
Okay.
I'll cut
a
that
British
out.
Pun.
I won't cut that out.
All right, dude.
Don't cut anything out, man. This show is raw.
Is it?
Raw.
Sure.
Fuck.
Yeah. More like medium
keep
rare,
it real
but
up
okay.
In this bitch. Keep it real as fuck.
Prefer my meat medium rare.
Yeah, me too. So,
Hi.
Video games. Did you play
video
any?
Video games. Oh, I played one.
Yeah?
Called Time Clickers. It's a Flash game. Idle Flash game. Why do I keep playing idle Flash games?
What is an idle Flash game?
You just let it in your background. Maybe you can click something every once in a while, but it just kind of plays without actually playing in the background.
Think Cookie Clicker.
Cookie Clicker.
Okay, like one of those. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
So describe
so many of those.
Describe this Time Clickers game.
It's like you get a gun and you just shoot a bunch of blocks. It's a really, probably a pretty terrible game, but just play idle games so much. I need to stop.
More like time wasters. That's my funny joke. Oh, never mind.
Deep cuts.
Killer cuts.
Killer cuts.
Killer cuts.
Anyone have that soundtrack?
No.
No,
I don't.
I wasn't aware of it until people talked about it, and I was like, what?
Oh, okay.
Because when I want to listen to music, I want to listen to the Killer Instinct soundtrack.
Yeah.
That was actually a good soundtrack for a SNES cartridge or SNES game.
That's true.
Because it was one of those songs... Because everybody was getting fed up. Not fed up, but all the songs on Super Nintendo games started to sound the same because they're using the same MIDI library instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a digitized soundtrack like that was kind of cool. But probably not the best quality for anything like that. But it was still interesting at the time.
They probably got the soundtrack off the arcade version, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Arcades, remember them?
Yes, I do actually.
Da-da-da.
All right, yep. Thou, did you play any? Did you play any real games?
Any real? Oh, whoa, real games?
We don't play games on this channel. Or...
I'm sure multiple people worked on Time Clickers. Sure.
Remember, this is a video game podcast, guys.
It's in the description.
This is just a podcast.
This is a podcast. Listen to it if you want to.
How about podcasts?
Did I listen to any podcasts?
No, did you? That's what I was going to do. I was going to create a podcast that we just talked about. We just talk about podcasts and review
about
podcasts.
Cereal.
Oh, cereal.
Good one, yeah.
Oh, Podception.
My favorite cereal is...
No, I mean the podcast cereal.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to go talk about
cereal podcast. Cereal. That'd be awesome.
This week, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mmm.
Oh, man.
Thouden's got his review.
Mm.
Should you go out and buy it now?
No.
How many do we need to take away scores in cereal reviews?
Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus the real thing. What's better?
I give it 5 spoonfuls out of 5.
Wow.
Oh,
it's actually about ethics and cereal journalism.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. I played.
Hey, what did you play?
Pretty much nothing.
Oh.
I played this game called Tactical Intervention for a bit today.
Is that an A&E game?
A what?
No, that was another bad joke right there.
So it's a team-based shooter that was made by one of like the original developers of Counter-Strike. So it's kind of Counter-Strike-y, sort of. Like it's a weird game, but it's free. And there's like a car chase mode, which is pretty awesome.
Wait, what?
But what? Yeah, there's a car chase mode. Like where you're chasing your like 3 cars full of terrorists, and you're chasing 3 cars, 2 of which have regular just like top people in them, and then one of them has a VIP in it. You're trying to kill the VIP.
That's awesome.
Before they get somewhere.
Yeah. So you mentioned playing this earlier, and I installed it as well. But all I've been finding is your standard, like, CS hostage matches or death matches. I didn't realize there were other things you could do in that game. That's cool.
It doesn't work very well if whoever's driving has a really bad connection. Because the car fucking stutters all over the place. It's kind of a janky game.
Yeah, that's the definite thing about that game that I found as
well. But... when I play first-person shooters, I like to use pump shotguns. And that game is incredibly satisfying when you're using pump shotguns. Because you can actually, like, dismember people with, like, grenades and stuff. Like, legs and shit will fly off. And when you shoot someone point-blank with a shotgun, it's like their upper torso just fucking, like, disintegrates into pieces.
Yeah, they just explode. And
I was just so surprised the first time that happened. I was like, holy shit. Because you can catch people off guard, and if you're right up close on them, it's one shot. People get real mad. In pretty much every game that has a shotgun in it, if you use a shotgun and you get decent with a shotgun, people will become angry.
So, yeah, I've been playing with the shotgun as well, but you get, I think, like 50,000 credits in that game. So with that game, you can, like, rent guns, let's say, for like a period of time, maybe 7 days or something, or you can just outright buy it so it doesn't expire. So what I just did was used all my credits on buying forever the automatic shotgun, and I've just been running around with that, just blasting like 3 shots instantly at people, and that's fun.
Is there a super shotgun a la Doom 2?
I would think that the automatic shotgun would fill that.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I like shotguns in the games.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Like, in Battlefield, I run 870 pump shotgun and an RPG.
Is that in Hardline?
Battlefield 4 and 3.
But everyone's playing Battlefield Hardline now.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
In Battlefield Hardline, you cannot, a rocket launcher is not part of an inventory that you can pick. You have to go find it, which is bullshit. Fuck that.
That does suck, actually. You want to blow up those cars.
Did anyone... No, I want to shoot people in the chest with rocket launchers. That's what I want to do.
Nice. Do you see like their arms and stuff land on the ground? Do you get to see their arms on the ground afterwards?
In
the tactical intervention?
Arms on the ground?
Yeah, actually. Like I actually have a clip that I recorded the first time I did it, and I just kind of like stood there and looked at like these legs with like half a torso. I was super surprised. Yeah, that game makes shotguns pretty fucking fun.
Violence,
yeah. But it's pretty much Counter-Strike, but just kind of not programmed very well.
I like calling shotgun and winning all the time. The front seat of my friend's car.
So yeah, if you want to make people mad in first-person shooters, play either shotgun primary or rocket launcher primary.
Sweet. That's the best way to do it.
Just come out of nowhere and shoot someone in the chest with an RPG from 5 feet away.
RPG out of nowhere.
Hell yeah.
No one got that.
Hot wrestling.
I got it. Okay. Good. RKO out of nowhere.
Oh, now you're explaining the joke.
Oh, fuck.
It's not funny anymore. It wasn't really funny the first time. Is that it for us playing the game stuff?
I think that's it for us playing games.
For being a podcast about video games, we really don't play many video
games. It's a podcast about listening to a guy who is on a podcast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Isn't that what this show is about?
Sort of.
How about I phrase it this way? Have you guys been watching any video games?
Yeah.
This weekend there has been a fighting game tournament on in Atlanta called Final Round 18. Filipino champ has won the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Kazunoko, I think, won Guilty Gear. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's winning Tekken Tag Tournament 2 and Street Fighter. Ultimate Street Fighter 4 is coming up soon. Well, we won't be able to talk to you about that because it's after this recording, I guess.
Who's your favorite in Street Fighter 4?
My favorite character or my favorite player?
Both.
I guess I do like PR Balrog because he plays Balrog and I do as well. And he's a funny character. And who else do I like? I like Daigo. He hasn't won anything since I really got into watching it because he won the first couple of Evos that Street Fighter 4 was at.
Yeah.
And then hasn't really won anything crazy big since then. But I like Mike Ross, but he doesn't win anything either.
Mike Ross.
So I mean there's tons of characters in the fighting game community. And Justin Wong, of course. He switched up to playing Rose now.
He's Rose. Okay.
Yeah, which is a good fit for him. Because he was playing as a
100 slap guy, wasn't he?
No, no, no.
Oh, no, green guy, right?
A big fat guy.
Yeah.
My mind is completely blank. I watch the fucking shit all the time. Anyways, Rufus, that's who he used to play as.
That guy. Okay.
But now he switched over to Rose. But so that tournament's been going on this weekend, and they were showing off Tekken 7, which is kind of cool because it's the first time being shown in North America. Was at this tournament in a playable form?
Cool.
And I guess there's other things people have been watching.
Yeah, I guess.
What? Oh, yeah, no one? Didn't someone watch Counter Strike or what?
I've been watching Counter Strike this weekend.
Tell us about Counter Strike.
I want this Counter Strike minute.
Is there knifing involved in that game?
There is actually at the beginning of each map there is a knife round, and whoever wins the knife round gets to pick what side they start on.
Is that real? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that's common practice?
In some tournaments it is. In some it's not.
How do you watch a FPS tournament? How do you get really into it when there's multiple people playing it and you only get to see one person's field or perspective?
It helps if you know the maps.
Right.
Like, I've been playing CS off and on for a very long time, so I know the maps at least.
But is the director behind the scenes also pretty important in switching to different players and everything?
Yeah, the observer. There are people who are employed solely to observe because they're so good at it.
Oh, so they switch over to that character or that player if they're on a roll or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whoever's observing, they're like the cameraman, essentially. Okay. They're just jumping between the important players and doing whatever.
Yeah, because because in fighting games, it's all on one screen, all
right
within... Mm-hmm. You don't have to move the screen around at all. It's just there it is. You're watching it, one versus one.
And the commentators fill in a lot of that extra stuff, too.
Okay.
Like, they'll give updates on where other people on the map are.
So they must have a screen with just tons of, like, everybody's screen on the in front of them. Mm-hmm. Do they? Wow.
That's a good question. I don't know.
One I'm getting all technical here. Yeah, you'd assume. I think.
But this tournament that's been going on this weekend has been kind of a shit show because it's put on by an organization that has not done CS before. Well, they did it last year and it was really bad. Like, their streams kept dying and their computers kept dying and there was all these fucking delays and they're playing in like these really shitty rooms and all this other stuff. And
is it in a hotel somewhere?
No, this is
it's funny. I mean, the fighting game community seems to just play out of hotels almost exclusively. So you always see these ballroom chairs that people are sitting on. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And every place looks the same.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, it's true.
It's always one giant hole.
Yeah. I mean, I've even been to one here in Vancouver or Richmond a few years ago, and I got to sit in one of those chairs.
Oh, like, boy.
Ooh. Yeah. I was like, well, this is very ballroom-ish.
But the first day, seven rounds into the first match.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes wrong. It's like, we'll be back in like 20 minutes. It's like, fuck.
You mean something with 20 game, minutes the game or with their feed?
Yeah. With something in their setup just went wrong. And it got delayed for like 5.5 hours.
And you don't know when it's going to be back?
And then they were like, yo, we're going to play this tomorrow at noon our time.
Wow.
There's like the commentators' mics were cutting out and audio issues and all this other shit, like the booths that the teams are in, since the organizers are used to doing like console game tournaments where you don't need space for a mouse and keyboard.
Oh yeah,
everybody's like the tables are too short.
They can't just use trackpads or trackballs.
I saw that fine.
So what people are doing is they're putting their keyboard on their lap, like under the table, and putting their mouse above it on the table.
Oh shit, really?
So that gives them enough space so they're not hitting their teammate keyboards and stuff.
That sounds terrible. This sounds like a ghetto setup.
Yeah.
Has there been a lot of talk in the community about how bad it is?
Oh yeah, it's all over Reddit.
So is this not going to happen again for this event, you think?
Well, they did this last year and they had another one this year, so.
How many people and players are there, do you think?
There's not a lot at this one. There's only like 8 teams, I think, to start.
I was gonna say, what's the payout? Is it even worth it for some of these teams?
Prize pool is 50,000. The prize pool is 50,000. Yeah. So I mean, it's.
But you gotta. So you have to split. Was it 4 people a team? Is it?
5 people.
Sponsors 5 people. As well. You got to deal with sponsors, managers.
A lot of the rights. Pretty much all of the games. The way it works is that the players get to keep all of the winnings. Like it doesn't go to the organization. It doesn't go to the sponsors.
That's
it
cool.
Goes to the players. Yeah. So that's cool.
Would you say that last year's was better than this one?
No.
Or worse?
No, because they pretty much ironed everything out like the second day.
Well, last year or
no, this year.
You mean they got better tables? Or they strap their keyboards to their legs, or what?
No, I mean in terms of like production.
Okay.
The tables are still fucking tiny.
I hate to have my keyboard on my lap.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Yeah. But yeah, they're doing instead of doing best of ones in the group stages, they're doing best of threes, which is awesome. Everybody's been wanting stuff to do that for a while, but it's a small tournament, so you can do it.
And so time permitting, yeah, you can add that on.
Yeah.
But yeah, and larger tournaments.
It's a best of five final.
That's good.
So you get a really good idea.
Yeah, it's not just a fluky couple games that the team plays and they win. It's more of a, yeah. Very nice.
Yep. And then there was a major last weekend.
Now, what does a major mean in your favorite game to watch?
A major is something that has a prize pool of like over 100,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems like the FPS games have a lot more money to give out than the fight. I think the fighting game guys get the least amount. I mean, Capcom really did up it this year, and there are premium tournaments this all throughout the year that have, I know, $15,000 bonus prize pool just for Street Fighter.
Since Counter-Strike is a Valve thing, Valve puts a lot of money behind these tournaments too.
Oh, yeah.
So, because they're trying to make it their second big esports game.
But is that a game that hasn't really, like, when was the last time that game had an update? Or, I mean, graphically, and what's the history of Counter-Strike Go? Is that what it is?
So there was Counter-Strike, the original one for Half-Life, which was just a mod made by some dudes.
Okay.
That just happened to take off. Valve hired those guys.
And then I think they're from Vancouver, weren't they?
I believe so.
So they just moved down south?
Yeah, and then they made a version for the Half-Life for the Source engine, which was Counter-Strike Source. And that came out in like 2004. And then they made the newest rendition of it is Counter-Strike Global Offensive, and that came out 3 years ago.
Oh, that's what Go means?
Yeah, Global Offensive.
Oh, I thought it was Counter-Strike Go!
Go!
Such an anime title.
Yeah, it's anime. Okay, so that has the latest graphics and everything.
So I wouldn't say latest graphics, but Counter-Strike's never really been about the graphics.
Well,
like,
okay.
They never tout that as like a feature. Because everybody knows it's just fucking Counter-Strike. So.
Well, that's neat. What's their? Do they have a world championship somewhere? That's the one and only competition for that year.
There are multiple majors in a year.
But there's no, there's not like one event that is the world championships or anything.
Not yet. There have been rumblings of a Counter-Strike Global Offensive International, like Dota.
Mm-hmm. It's really due.
Nothing official yet has been said about that.
They really need one.
Nice.
Yeah, there are multiple major tournaments every year. There's DreamHack Summer, DreamHack Winter, ESL 1, which was last week, and then ESL 1 in Cologne is in like June, I think, something like that.
Would that be Gamescom?
Yeah, that's the one they play at Gamescom.
That'd be about August time, I think.
Yeah. And yeah, that's about it for me.
Well, that's cool. We're all watching stuff. We're all playing stuff. We're having a good time.
Thaldin, do you want to discuss this great Dota 2 match that happened?
Oh, sure.
I was waiting for this.
Oh,
yeah.
Rubbing my hands
so good.
Can't wait to hear this.
All right. Oh, okay.
Let me just hold on. Let me just get my beer. I am actually going to get my beer for this.
Just get ready.
No,
I'm already bored.
So is that it?
What? It's the longest match of Dota 2 happened a few days ago.
Woohoo!
I don't know what. It's just how long was that at the end, Optics? Do you remember? What's the exact time?
It was 100% over 3 hours. If you vamp, I will get the details up.
Yeah, so
that sounds like
okay, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I was saying, that sounds like 100% of fun right there.
Oh, it was pretty.
It sounds like 100% boring.
Yes.
The intensity at which they played, it's not like they were tweeting in the middle of it.
were they?
Yeah, I don't even
Yeah,
know.
They were.
Yes, they were.
We are playing the game. Better watch us.
It's probably them complaining about how long the match was going on, right?
It's like baseball players having food in an extra innings game in their dugout.
So,
tweeting.
Mm-hmm. What basically happened in this match was it wasn't even a big match or anything. It was a qualifier match for some tournament that was happening. Mm-hmm. And it was Cloud9, a pretty big North American team, versus SFZZ, which
Z.
is the first time I've even heard of that name, to be honest. And yeah. basically what happened was, after about 50 minutes, Cloud9 had pushed SFZZ to their base and was basically just trying to get through the final turrets and into their base to finish it.
Yeah.
And then after about 50 minutes, I think the commentators cursed it or saying something like, this can't go on for more than an hour or something. And for the next basically 2.5 hours, it was a constant attack of Cloud9's team trying to get into the base, and SFZ just killing about 3 of them, and then Cloud9 retreating, and then SFZ just clearing waves after waves to just turtling up, mm-hmm. essentially. And yeah, that happened for about 3 hours and 15 minutes, and then the last play was basically Cloud9 messed up and then died twice, and then finally SFZ decided to push, and it was great because Cloud9 bought back and teleported to the SFZ base, so it was kind of like a base race at the exact mm-hmm. same time. So not only did we have like some ridiculous game which just kept getting reset every 5 to 10 minutes of just dumb chaos of Cloud9 should being able to finish the game, but they just got scared. And then SFZ finished the game at 3 hours 20 minutes and 34 seconds.
It was crazy. It was just
the crowd went wild.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and that's like actual game play time. They also had like lag and DDoS stuff like early on, so there was a good about 30 to 50 minutes of paused gameplay at the
same
time.
Are they
going to
release this on like a Blu-ray or a release? So I can get this. My bandwidth isn't that large.
Buy a physical copy.
Yeah, I gotta get a physical copy. I gotta get the high bit rate.
And
the best quality, man.
One of the great things about it was after about 3 hours, like the game just started to break or
break
something.
Bad.
Yeah. Like bugs were
like
starting
kill screens
to occur.
Coming up.
Not quite kill screens, but like effects and stuff
effects
were just
on the map.
Staying on the
People
screen.
Fire.
Yeah, so many people were on fire when they shouldn't
that
have
does,
been.
That sounds good. That's getting sounds better now.
Yep.
That's kind of funny, actually. Like, they never planned for a match to go that long, so shit just starts breaking.
Yeah, people assumed that, like, the memory had just started to overflow or just got filled up. But
well,
yeah,
it was cool.
The funniest part of it, actually, was for at least
was you guys watching it?
Actually, the announcers, and every time it got close to, like, ending, the announcer would bring up the music and start to hype things up, and then as soon as it ended again, he's just like, oh, okay, we just reset.
Oh, I see, yeah. That's hilarious.
And that happened, like, 8 times.
It was great.
Actually, that would be kind of funny. Although, that means I would have had to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. I caught wind
no,
of it.
No, thank you.
I like how it's totally divided here. A couple guys loved it. A couple guys... Yeah, no interest. But well, whatever. Everyone likes something.
Video games.
Video games. My God. Yeah.
Video games.
Like them.
I like them.
Can you see yourself playing games until you're like old and like really old?
Yeah, probably.
In a wheelchair or in your hospital bed, your dying days, got your Oculus Rift or whatever on.
Yeah, Oculus Rift 3.
It's got really dark.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just... that's what I bring to the table here, dark. Yes.
It's your daily dose of reality.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're, like, shitting in your bed, but you got the diapers on, and you got your nurse giving you a sponge bath, but you're still playing Mario or whatever.
Like GTA Mario. 10.
Yeah.
Mario Party 27.
Oh, God.
Did anyone play that this week? Because that came out.
No.
Mario Party X.
I actually, what's interesting to me, so the last couple of Nintendo releases, codenamed Steam and mm-hmm. Mario Party 10, have gotten pretty shitty reviews. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that a couple of games back to back have gotten poor reviews from Nintendo. Just after they had this amazing, you know, oh, every game that comes out for the Wii U that Nintendo makes is amazing. And now it's not looking like that anymore.
Well.
Oh, you're saying whelp now with a P on the end there?
Well.
Don't pop your P.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
I got a pop filter. I got a pop filter so I don't pop my peas.
I don't.
Your plosives are pretty powerful. But, you know, that's actually called it's a thing called explosive in my world.
Please don't do this, guys. I need to edit this later.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right.
But like I said, you don't need to edit it. Just throw it out there. See if it.
No.
You know? No. Okay.
Well, some shit you need just needs to be cut out.
Yeah.
Like all my racist jokes and stuff. Yeah, that's you gotta cut
Whoa,
those out.
That was all you.
Sure it was.
Because you're very American and very racist.
Yeah, only Americans are racist. Yep. Yeah. No.
Well, with that accent. I have no idea.
Now I have an accent? I have an accent? Okay. No.
No, not really.
Not really.
Just a voice.
Oh.
All right. Did anything cool happen in the news?
This is a weird show, man. I hope I don't get fired from whatever job I do for being on this show.
Just don't tell them. They won't know.
That's right.
Did anything cool happen this week in news?
Anything cool?
Where do you want to start?
I know. Did Nintendo announce, like, hint at the new console this past week, or was it the week before?
It was this week.
I believe it was early. Really,
and that's
early
all we know about it. Mm-hmm. Is it's two letters, and like there are places in Australia that are accepting pre-orders for it.
Really? Already?
For a thing like not even a physical, like, wow. Like Ultra 64,
the Dolphin.
Yeah. So really, are you serious? In Australia, they're actually accepting pre-orders for something that is non-existent.
I believe so.
So let's go through this a little bit.
Okay,
let's break it down. Go through it.
Break it down.
That's exactly break it down.
Breaking it down. Did we start it?
Oh, maybe.
What?
You gotta break it down, yo.
Free to break it down, man.
Oh,
I'll break down.
Okay.
Get off that break piece down. Of cardboard.
Oh, I was just saying. So there's actually like two things going on here, right? Like Nintendo is starting to develop more games for smartphones, and at the same time announced that they're gonna make a new console, right?
Are these games for smartphones going to be games that have already been released, or are they all new only for smartphones?
Assume new games, yeah.
Okay, based on their own IPs.
Which kind of links in with the Pokemon Shuffle thing, right? Where
it was already a phone game,
where they now just say, oh, well, I guess the Wii U isn't working out, so let's make phone games that are freemium or whatever.
So are we thinking that the Zelda for Wii U is basically their last big game now for the Wii U?
No. I wouldn't say so. I mean,
Because they have to have games coming out next year, and right now they have nothing for two. I know E3 is coming up a few months or less, so I guess we'll hear about what the new Wii U stuff will be for. You know, I guess there's Splatoon, but that's coming out before then. But I mean, they don't have anything else really past Zelda U, like for Nintendo Wii U, do they?
No, first party? I don't think they do. But you can imagine
do they ever have anything from a third party?
Yeah.
They got some Ubisoft shit there, don't they?
They used to. I don't think Ubisoft is supporting them anymore.
No more Rabbid Raymans or
whatever?
Yeah,
I think Ubisoft moved completely away at this point.
Oh, shit. It's just the Nintendo console.
I think it was a fallout after what game was on the Wii, the early one?
Watch Dogs?
They still put
Watch Dogs out.
Did that actually came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was all basically complete, and they were like, well, I guess we should just whatever. It's not going to make any money, but here you go.
We made this thing.
Yeah.
I kind of want to buy that just to see how bad it is.
It might be kind of cool because you get the second screen and the bleepity bloppity bloop. And
you can use it as a map. Wow.
Hack on the
and
screen.
A horn. Oh, probably in the game, in the driving part.
put your whole hand on the screen.
So Nintendo is still alive and well, and actually their investors or the stock went way up after announcing this.
It's smart. It makes 100% sense that that would happen because in Japan, smartphones are probably like the leading gaming platform, to be honest. So
wow,
Nintendo getting in there, that's just going to be a moneymaker.
More market, yeah.
Speaking of Asia and consoles and gaming systems, I guess the PS4 and the debuted. Was it along with the Vita or just the PS4 in China?
I only know about the PS4. I don't know about the Vita.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the PS4 came out in China recently, which is interesting. It took them so long.
That's weird.
But aren't they a country that banned that kind of
stuff? Yeah, they did.
They adjusted the law. They adjusted the law pretty recently to actually allow for some select video game consoles to come out. I don't know how they choose it. Probably some backhand payments or something, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go in a room with a box of donuts and systems.
and briefcases.
Full of donuts.
Full of donuts. Full of donuts, yeah.
In China.
Delicious donuts.
Yeah. In America, is there a big... I mean, I know there's Dunkin' Donuts. Is that really big? Because in Canada, we have Tim Hortons, and that's pretty massive across Canada. But is there a donut chain across America that is crazy popular?
I would say Dunkin' Donuts over Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme used to be big, but it's kind of lost its footing in the last few years, at least around here.
I wonder why. Was it because
Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh.
Yeah, we have Krispy Kreme over here, but no Dunkin' Donuts.
We have one Krispy Kreme here, and it used to be up the road from where I lived. And you could go, I guess whoever has gone to a Krispy Kreme, you get to watch them make them, right? It's a big open little factory.
Yep.
And that's kind of neat. And they hand out a free donut maybe if you're in line. And you go, okay, that's all I needed.
Bye.
Oh, cool. I guess I don't have to spend any money now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, I just remember having Krispy Kreme donuts and Pizza Hut pizza. And that was my meal. That was my food all day once when I was helping my relatives move. That was the worst, the worst day of my food I've ever had all at once. I probably had like 5,000 calories. It was disgusting. Oh, and Pepsi, of course. Full, you know, not diet Pepsi, but regular.
Gross. None of this weak-ass Pepsi bullshit.
Is Pepsi okay? Can I get a Coke? Pepsi okay?
I wonder if someone's just been like, no, it's not.
Yes, no, it's not okay. Damn it. We had on the block around my work, we had the Pepsi. Is it called Pepsi Next? It's this new Pepsi with stevia in it. And they had the promotional people out in full force just giving us these little tiny cans of Pepsi Next. So you walk one way along the street and you walk back and get, you know, two more cans and you could just get a whole bunch of this drink. Pretty good idea. I like free stuff like that.
Okay. We were talking about Nintendo, weren't we?
Well, no, we're talking about everything else other than Nintendo.
Talking about donuts?
Krispy Kreme, man. The key lime pie, motherfuckers. I don't know.
If you want a good donut, you got to come to Portland and go to Voodoo.
Ah, Voodoo Schmoodoo.
No, don't. Voodoo donuts are just gimmicky as fuck, and they're expensive. Don't go there.
They made a beer out of their donuts. I mean,
yeah, they did. if you want a good donut in Portland, go to Blue Star Donuts. Okay. They're like three blocks away, and they're way fucking better.
I'm going to take the Bolt bus down there or the Amtrak and spend a day in Portland and go to all the food trucks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, and then isn't there a little train that you can go on to?
The Max.
And then see all the locations for Portlandia.
Yep.
Do they have Portlandia tour? I'm sure they do.
The women's bookstore.
That would make me... I would fucking be mad if I saw that.
If I go down there... Internet Pizza, can you take me to all the places that are featured on the show?
I don't live in Portland.
No, you still, you'd get, yeah, well, you'd go up there. And or where are you? I forget. Eugene? No.
No, Bend.
Oh, yeah, Bend. Where's the nearest volcano to you?
Are we talking active or dormant? Because there's like, I can see dormant volcanoes from my window. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that's why I asked. It's not a stupid question.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know either.
It sounds ridiculous. That's
such a crazy thing to ask.
That's me. I'm
crazy.
Yeah,
we have a shitload of dormant volcanoes like right by us.
Nice.
Like, we'd be hella fucked if one of those things went off.
You got the San Andreas fault line. Got volcanoes, maybe tsunami.
Thankfully, we don't get a whole lot of earthquakes, like, ever.
Yeah, but we could.
We're too far inland for that.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went to, I did dune buggies. I went dune buggying in Oregon. That was fun as a kid.
Yes, we have a lot of, like, out by the ocean, there's a shitload of sand dunes out there.
I almost died as out there on my dune buggy. That was fun.
Great.
12. Anyway, back to the show.
All right.
After the longest tangent.
Whatever. This is what people want to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tangents.
The banter and tangents. Not just a steady, you know, laundry list. What is next?
Video game podcast.
Yeah, what is next?
What is next?
Who's on first?
Oh, come on. Baseball season hasn't even really officially started. Come on.
Hideo Kojima has left Konami.
Are you serious?
Yep. Or is leaving?
On a sour note, or?
Yeah, okay? I would say a sour note.
Yeah.
I believe, if I had to take a guess, there was some power struggle shit that just happened, and he's out.
Yeah, maybe he wanted more control, or maybe he even just wanted to try and take Metal Gear by himself and just take it out or something. And then
want to take Metal Gear to the next level.
But he didn't take Metal Gear, so, right? That's Konami's property itself, or
yeah.
Did Kojima invent it? Was it his first thing?
Yeah, like, I think it was.
No, because the NES Metal Gears did not. He had nothing to do with.
Oh, okay. So it's not his. They never. He wasn't the inventor of Metal Gear.
Right.
He's just the person that made it into what it is. Eh?
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a movie. You push some buttons. On.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for Silent Hills, the video game?
That's still a thing.
I would assume
that's 100%.
Konami's still going to work on it, right? Like,
yeah.
Is it going to? Are they still working? But they don't know about Kojima working on games down.
The thing is, what I read was they'll finish up Metal Gear Solid with Kojima, and I think what he's either done with the Silent Hills, or he's just gonna work on it on the side anyway. But that's gonna be like the last game that he works with Konami with.
Because they already paid Norman Reedus for the likeness of his character, right? It's like, fuck, we gave this guy like a couple million bucks. Can't even use it. We're not even making the game now. But I guess they are.
Yeah, and I mean, who's the other big name that's on that Silent Hills?
Del Toro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Benicio Del Toro. No.
Hasn't he had a bad career run with these video games? Hasn't he had like a couple games cancelled as well?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, Benicio del Toro.
No, not Benicio. Not Benicio. I was joking.
Kojima has such a crazy run in the last few years with, like, coming out saying he's going to leave or something like that after 4.
Yeah. Oh, saying that this is the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
No, really, guys, this is the last one.
No, really, seriously, you know. I can't make these anymore.
Now can't do it anymore. We are happy to present Metal Gear Solid 6.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it could be a positive thing, right? Like maybe. Metal Gear gets into some different hands that might do something different with it, but
maybe Kojima will make like project number
go work on VR. Metal Gear. That's what he's going to go do. That's what everybody does after they leave, right? They go work on VR.
They all go work for Oculus, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Silent Hills in VR would be freaky,
fuck
man.
That.
No.
Did you guys ever even play that game? The demo?
The PT?
No. Yeah. I watched some of it.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by the engine, like the video engine.
Mm. I played it when it first came out with headphones on, and I got stuck, and I just gave up because it was just too disturbing for myself. And then I watched other people play it. But I'm like, this is like, ugh. I don't like the sounds in my head. I don't like the baby crying. Don't like, But I went back and I did finish it after seeing how you play the game.
Right.
Just to say I did it. What else is on the docket?
On the docket.
Joe Montana football game is being
sports
developed.
Sports talk? Is it sports talk?
Yeah, let's talk about sports.
Joe Montana football.
Welcome to the, like, I don't know, the 80s. Welcome
like
back, everybody.
That is the name they went with. Like, they...
Oh, just Joe Montana football?
Just yep. Joe Montana football is coming to a console near you.
God. Featuring all my best buddies who were not in the NFL. Because we can't have the license.
Nope.
I think they should have done a Joe Montana Mutant League football game. I would have probably be more interested in that.
Like combat basketball.
Yeah. Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer's combat basketball. Hell yeah. Basket!
Oh, shit. All right. Anyone interested in that? Another football game?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
What about a Tecmo Super Bowl? Or did they redo that already?
There has been a new football game outside of Madden in like 10 years.
So are you sure? Yeah, the old 2K football games.
Yep. Are you sure Tecmo Super Bowl didn't make a new version?
They did.
Or Super Bowl or whatever.
Like 4 years ago, but everyone said that because the NFL had to like neuter it down, kind of like make it PG and stuff, so it wasn't as good.
And there's no more NFL Blitz or Blitz 2015.
Yeah, I think that was it, and not Tecmo Super Bowl. Game that came out wasn't great.
NFL Blitz used to be awesome.
It was cool. I played it on the Dreamcast, I think.
You could tackle people while they were doing their touchdown dance. That was always fun.
Right? Yeah. Unnecessary roughness. You could stomp on them when they were down.
No, they didn't care about the unnecessary roughness in that game. You could lay hits all the time.
Maybe that's what. Maybe it still popped up. I don't remember.
Like you do elbow drops and shit on people. It was awesome.
I gotta go back to that. I got a Dreamcast again last Christmas. I gotta find that game.
Anyway, yeah, like the end of a play, you can get all your people standing around the guy who's down and just smash the A button, and they'll just jump on him.
That's great.
Curb stomp him.
Yeah.
Start lynching him.
Ugh.
No, never mind. Edit that out. You racists. Okay. Battlefield is going to be shown at a Star Wars fan event in April.
Yeah, let's call it Battlefield. Yeah. It may as well be Battlefield.
It might as well be Battlefield, yeah.
I had an opportunity to go to EA and do a test session of that, but I did not respond to the email. I don't really care about that. But, I mean, I guess they have... what is it called? The scooter? No, not the scooter. The Land Cruiser thing? Speed bikes? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen video of that. I don't know if that's in-game or what that is. But that would be fun.
That would be fun, yeah.
Do you think it'll have a single player?
No. Probably I would think not. If they're releasing it this year, I don't know if they have access to like the new Star Wars film that's coming out, so I would doubt they have a single player.
I like single player, a good single player game. Like Wolfenstein or whatever.
Yeah, I just don't think a Battlefront would have a good single player.
Hey, it's Star Wars. Yeah.
I mean, it would be interesting if they did. Because where did they go with that? Because it's not like you can just go, it's the stories from the movies again. When you've already kind of done that with the last two.
Do we know where, what time period it's set? Could it be like Clone Wars? Could it be...
No, we don't do research here.
At the time, no, we don't.
When we're talking about...
I don't think they've announced that yet for that game.
I think my most disappointing Star Wars game that I ever played was for the N64. Was it called Shadow of the Air? Is that what it was?
You take that back.
It was terrible.
That game was dope.
The only good part was the wrapping around the AT-ATs with your whatever ship. I don't even know the names of these ships or whatever.
Snowspeeder.
Yeah, that's it.
At.
That was kind of cool, but I mean...
We can't be friends anymore.
It had mono music. Come on, man.
We can't be friends anymore.
I guess you got to fit that on a cartridge. I was your friend?
Yeah.
Shadows of the Empire? What? You guys love that game?
You're a monster.
It was not.
It didn't live up to what I wanted it to be.
If I remember correctly, the control scheme was completely fucked.
I think that's. Yeah. Well, and it was, I think, one of the release. But it came out really soon after the system, I think.
It was a launch game, I thought, wasn't it?
December 20th, 1996. Whatever that. I don't know. When did the N64 come out? I know it came out a little bit after Japan, didn't it? No, a lot after. A bunch of months after. But. So go dust off your N64 and play some of that game if you want.
Don't do it.
Don't?
No.
Make sure you have an expansion pack so you can play Donkey Kong.
And Perfect Dark.
And Majora's Mask?
And Majora's Mask, yep. Gotta have that more. Gotta have more RAM, son.
Was it 4 megabytes extra?
I think it was 8 megabytes, I believe.
Wow, tons of memory.
Did they have that little placeholder thing in there?
Yeah. Did those games work without the memory, or did they just run better with it?
If I remember correctly, in Perfect Dark, you could only play like multiplayer or something, like a really scaled down multiplayer, if you didn't have it.
Nice. What else is happening in the world of video game news?
Adam Sandler is making a video game movie.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
No.
But isn't Adam Sandler the hottest thing in Hollywood right now?
Ever.
No, thanks.
God, no.
I thought he had 3 movies that are coming out on Netflix as well.
That sounds good. Right.
Quality movies coming out on Netflix.
So this is a ripoff of what, a Futurama short episode?
Is it? Right?
I guess
is
so.
That
yeah.
The theme.
I mean, it's got all the 80s.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's Donkey Kong in that one. I don't know. Is Donkey Kong in this one?
Yep.
Yeah.
And did they actually pay Nintendo for that, or did they just
I'm
put it
sure
in?
Sure, they did.
Oh yeah. Crap! Nintendo owns that.
This is Nintendo's big comeback into the movies, man.
So yeah, Pac-Man eating people and just killing them and turning them into pixels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's a kid's movie?
Apparently.
Of course it will be.
Well, it's, you know what happens
bad
at the end?
It's gonna
be bad. Those people that got touched by the pixel or giant Pac-Man, they'll come back to life at the very end. Like, the pixels will return to the body and the body will turn back into a regular human being.
Spoilers, man.
What if they all went back together in like the wrong order? Fucked up like mutant people.
Like the transfer gone wrong on Star Trek or something?
That'd actually be really funny to end that.
Or the fly. When he gets the fly inside
or
the
chamber. Or that episode of Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty?
I don't know if you guys ever seen Rick and Morty.
Never even heard of that.
Yeah, I have
that
seen
is,
it.
That is a great fucking
Mork and
TV
Mindy
show.
What?
No, Rick and Morty.
I've seen it.
Is that an American thing?
Yeah, it definitely is.
I don't know.
Really?
America.
It's on Adult Swim. It's pretty fucking funny, though.
Oh, I don't get that channel here. I mean, in the house, we don't pay for it.
You don't get Cartoon Network?
No. Or maybe. But
you're
in
not
Canada,
a child
it's
at heart
different
anymore?
Sorry?
You're not a child at heart anymore?
I am, but I don't
watch cartoons, man.
I used to watch cartoons, and I don't even watch Family Guy or anything like that anymore. I don't watch any of that stuff.
That's not a cartoon. No, I wouldn't.
I don't even watch anime.
Oh,
is that okay?
Yeah, that's
fine. Watch all the anime.
Okay.
Anime's for jerks, anyways.
Anime's for the best people.
Just watch your mouth.
Maybe I'll watch a documentary about anime.
Just watch Shiro Baka instead.
I'm sure that already exists.
Yeah,
I think I know. I'm actually I think it does exist. That's why I'm talking about it like that.
DJ, I've got the perfect anime for you.
Anyway,
it's called Shira Baku.
Is that it? Or is there something else, I think?
Someone wrote in here, like, there's two new French tanks being added to World in Tanks.
What are you talking about? Someone wrote in here. Are you referring to some document that we're reading? Are you breaking the illusion that we know what we're talking about?
We did that a long time ago. It's been broken for a while.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. So, French medium
tanks.
Before
your time.
I wasn't here to start with. Even though I think this is my goddamn idea. If you go back to Mixler chat like years ago.
Yeah, you're probably right.
True.
I think I said, why don't we have a podcast?
And look where we are.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
This is all your fault.
We start from the bottom.
Where are the ladies though today? Doesn't are so usually a female?
I don't know where Mary is.
Portion of the show.
Usually we've got one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Gamergate, they're going to be on our ass here.
Oh, God.
Great.
Or whatever that whole thing is about.
Great.
Moving along. Let's move along.
Let's sing a song and move along.
Let's get on the topic train to Email Town.
Is there emails?
Emails.
Yeah, I guess these count as emails.
Okay.
General questions posted to the podcast.
No emails. Emails.
Oh, great.
So, try and send your emails into romsbag@gmail.com.
Please do it.
Just try
it.
Like, even if you're in the middle of typing it, just finish
it. Just
off.
Click send. Just
or
click
yeah.
send.
Just even
sure.
halfway. Yeah, just send it half even done.
If, yeah.
It's fine.
Click that send button as many times as you want.
Right.
We'll yeah. get it.
Well, why don't we give him a suggestion question, or you know, an example question.
Well, we've got a real one here, so let's use that.
Oh,
it's from Bran, and from, it's a great one.
From Bran?
Bran? Bran?
Bran?
Bran?
Not the Game
Bran.
Of Thrones
Brawny?
Guys.
Mr. Brawny?
Bran.
Anne?
And he writes, "If you were a wrestler, what
That's
would your name
him.
And gimmick be?"
What?
That's from
What's
somebody
going
else.
On?
Oh, maybe it's from Alicia.
Yeah.
This is what happens go. When we make this topic public, guys. Someone wrote in.
Yeah, people are fucking with this. People are fucking with this document while we're recording. Fucking, fuck you, yeah.
If you were a wrestler, what would your name and gimmick be? Said someone on the internet.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this the whole podcast because I saw that question earlier. So I got a couple. I don't know. They're so lame.
Go ahead.
So,
of course.
But so this is not from Bran.
Okay.
Because the person I was going to be called would be the Muffin Man. And I would throw muffins into the crowd as I came out. Bran muffins, all healthy.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Sometimes they would have raisins in them.
Oh, God.
I'd have a chef's hat, even though, well, no, one of those pastry chef's hats, you know, the skinny, tall ones, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then the white outfit. And, my finishing move though, what would it be? It would probably be the colon buster. And I would like stick my knee up their butt, like an atomic drop kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's the tailbone destroyer.
Yeah. So that's me. So lame.
Mine. Okay. Here's what I would do. This is kind of based off of something. This is based off of a superpower that I heard of. It'd be called the Sandman, and it could make people fall asleep just at will.
So
and
you
then when he pins someone and he wins, he covers him up with a blanket.
Aww, like tucks him in,
and then he walks away quietly.
Now, how do you do the sleeper hold with that power or that gimmick? If you don't have to touch the guy,
I like to think that you're just staring at the guy, and he does the sleeper hold on himself.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Okay.
It's like that person trying to, like, if they're hugging themselves from behind, and it looks like someone else is hugging them.
But yeah, the way I got there from a superpower was one of my friends a really long time ago. You know the question: if you could have any superpower, what would it be? is the best answer I've ever heard of that or to that question, and it was the ability to turn anything into pillows.
Like the pillows that are on sale?
Huh.
That are like super cheap?
No, just to turn anything into pillows. Like somebody's shooting at you, you turn those bullets into pillows.
They have memory foam?
I don't know. You're getting too technical, down, man. You're overthinking this.
Goose down or synthetic?
Sure.
Extra large?
No, goose down would not be environmentally friendly.
Oh. It varies, man. It just happens.
Well, you take the goose liver from the duck or the goose. The goose duck. Liver from the duck.
It's a really messed up duck.
So you wouldn't be wasting anything, you know?
But yeah, that's my totally lame character.
Can you farm feathers? Like, if you pluck them all from a goose, whatever, does it grow back?
Yeah, I would assume so, right?
Like sheep? Can you, like, you know, shave the sheep and then make the wool and stuff? Is a goose the same way? Can you periodically just pluck all its feathers?
That sounds super, super inhumane.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt us.
Pulling them out one by one, like, yeah, all of them.
You know, you put it to sleep, you know. And then you pull them when it wakes up. When it wakes up, you get to feed it its favorite meal. Make it feel good.
Just don't tell Peter this.
And then internet pizza, you can wrap the goose up with a nice blanket.
And put him in the oven. I mean, what?
Yeah. Put him in the oven. Wrap him in a tinfoil blanket.
Put some things next to him, like carrots.
Mm.
Delicious potatoes.
You got to watch it, though, because a goose is a very fatty bird.
Yeah.
You got to watch out so that the goose oil doesn't catch on fire. So yeah, while you're baking him or her, whoever you want to decide on, which is, you got to make sure you take out some of that oil as you're baking it.
Good to know.
Cooking minute.
That's when you're hot cooking update.
I thought your wrestler thing would be about pizza, since your name is all about pizza. You'd come in
all
like
about
a
pizza.
Yeah.
You come about the pizza.
You'd drive in a like a really shitty 1985 Honda Civic with the Domino's pizza thing on the top.
Sure. And then, I hand out pizza to the crowd as I'm walking up, and then it turns out the thing that I'm holding the pizza in is, like, solid, and I use it as a weapon.
You know, you use a pizza stone, right?
Well, smash right. People in the face with
what's
a pizza
stone.
Yeah.
Like,
or one of those huge pizza spatulas.
Yeah, you get that. That's underneath the ring. You pull that out. It's like,
I like this.
And you're slapping them on the back with it. And then every once in a while, like, Parmesan cheese and chili flakes are, like, got those on the side.
I got chili, and I got ground chili in my pocket, and I throw it in your fucking face.
And then
pocket hand.
And then you have ranch dressing and a little thing on the side.
That's my finisher.
Ranch dressing? Oh god, don't tell me you're one of those people.
No, I'm just saying. That's what that's how some Americans like to eat their pizza.
Oh, don't even bring this at America.
That's where it had to have started, right?
Oh, yeah, because everything with food that's, like, disgusting happens in America. Yeah, okay, no, I get you. I feel you, man.
Well, all of our pizza chains are mainly from America, so.
Goddamn right they are.
True.
Because we make good food, no?
You make good food. Have you seen what Dan Reichert's latest Twitter image is of?
What is it of?
Some steak meal from Taco Bell.
Steakums.
No.
It's Steakums.
I was reading
America's
replies.
America's favorite steak.
Replies, and someone said, that looks like a diaper. It's like, that was the best. I don't know. It's really gross, man. I mean, you got some of you guys eat some of the grossest food down there. Oh, it's so disgusting.
That is a very gross picture.
This is on us. This is on us. No.
That's
I want Taco Bell now.
There's no Taco Bell in Mexico, is there? No, it came from America.
Did it?
It's got, yeah.
No, I don't think you Texas. Can. I don't think
Let's
you can
be clear
actually.
Here, it came from Texas. Not what, America. So, Texas.
Oh, Texas is different?
Oh, it's very different.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about Texas. He's kind of.
Oh, Texas is a E now?
Hey, man.
What the
We're
fuck?
We're in trouble. This is
it's a big
go.
State, right? It's got. I think Texas has the coolest shape of a state.
Coolest shape of a state?
Yeah.
Is there an award for that? Like, can I.
I don't know. I think it looks
trophy.
Nice. Yeah. Well, because I mean, every other state's kind of
like
boring,
a Miss
right?
Miss America pageant for states.
Yeah. Oh, someone's at the door.
Grab the door.
Who's at the door?
I don't know.
My wrestling gimmick. So, my wrestling gimmick would probably be a video game guy, and he walks in with an Oculus Rift or something to be relevant, and you just see him like act like he's playing a game while he's walking into the ring, and then like his finishing move will probably be like he puts on a power glove and then acts like he's charging it up by putting in some dumb code, and then he does like some either super punch or like some choking move, kind of like Mankind's finisher.
And he's still wearing this?
Yeah. Like, he finds the power glove from underneath the ring. He puts
it on.
Oh,
God, he's got a power glove.
I'm just going to say, let's say I'm your opponent. You've got this thing on your head, and you're trying to attack me.
Oculus off. Like, you're playing the game going into the ring, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking, I'm just going to run around the ring, and you can't see me. You can't watch. Oh, no, that's a John Cena thing.
Or, even better, he acts as if he's playing as himself, like he's controlling a video game character of himself while he's wrestling.
Nice.
Nice.
He sits down at the commentary table, and a robot version of himself comes out, gets in the ring, and he's controlling him.
Yeah, if you get twins to do this, this will work.
Yeah, you gotta get twins. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Damian Mizdow.
Yeah,
I like that. Who hasn't said their gimmick yet in wrestling character?
I guess I should go then. I guess I would go with probably like the Black Knight for reasons, and then yes,
just that music.
is that what is that from? I'm not getting it.
Well,
is that a Dota thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Black Knight 2000, really?
What?
Really?
Black Knight 2000, that's an American thing again.
Yep, it's an American thing.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You got the power.
Are you talking about a pinball machine?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Oh.
Are you? Yes.
What's like your finishing move? You're going to throw like...
I just pull a giant sword out and chop somebody's head off. That's literally like my...
And then you take all their money.
Oh.
Yeah, and then just run out.
Like they explode with like 50 cent coins or something.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you actually mug people on the way up to the stage.
Shiv them, yeah.
Give me your money.
And I guess we can move on to the other... email or question that came in, which I don't know who it came from, probably Alicia again, so I'm just going to credit her.
Wow, she's one of our strongest fans, right?
Yeah.
Biggest fans.
Big fan. Number one fan. Super fan.
Oh, she forced me to make it on iTunes.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah. So she writes, also name one mechanic that you hope will not be in Bloodborne, the upcoming PlayStation 4 game.
Probably the guy that last worked on my car. It's a pretty shitty mechanic. I don't know. I'm going into Bloodborne. I've never played those Souls games.
Yeah, same here.
So I don't know. I'm totally not looking at anybody's playthrough or you know of any of the stuff yet. So I'm gonna go in there kind of blind. So I don't even know what a mechanic would be or what thing I wouldn't want in that game. Maybe like a permadeath. I don't even know if that's a thing.
I don't know what I would say. I would probably say backstabs.
You don't want them in.
Yes, I would not want backstabs in. It just feels, I don't know.
Well, I've heard that also, there's one thing I have heard is that, what, so people can invade your game or something in the Souls games?
Yes.
And this new one, Bloodborne, you can't turn it off, or can you?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
People are always going to be coming into your game no matter what.
That'd be interesting.
If you're online. So
that doesn't sound fun at all.
So I don't know if that is good or bad.
Probably bad, if you couldn't turn it off at all. I mean, if it was only certain sections of the game, or you had to do something first to enable that, kind of like in Dark Souls, where you have to do something before you can be invaded. I think that would be, that would work out better than just having it always on.
Yeah. I'm just excited that it'll be a game that's exclusive to PlayStation 4 and supposed to be looking pretty, and just a game you can probably play for the rest of the year until whatever else comes out. If you have a PS4.
Yeah, true.
Because there ain't no big games coming out after this, well, for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle there. Like, Nintendo and Sony have kind of dropped the ball there.
Yeah. I mean, Crackdown 3, baby.
Oh, I was just going to say, what does Microsoft have? I guess they do have that.
And,
yay, Crackdown.
I like Crackdown 1. That was fun. I only bought it to get into the beta for what?
Halo 3, I believe.
Yeah.
And Joe Montana Football. There you go. That's what Microsoft also has.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's interesting is.
Peggle 3. No, I don't know if Peggle 3 has been announced.
That'll
be announced at E3.
Peggle 3. That'll be their flagship game.
Yeah.
Peggle 3 is available today. Fireworks.
Yeah.
Pyrotechnics.
Is there a new Forza game coming out quite soon, or is
probably
there is, isn't there? They announced it with like that Ford GT car show.
Excuse me, it's pronounced Forza.
Forza.
What did I? Oh,
I'm being pedantic. Don't worry.
So there's that.
Pedantic.
Pedantic. So yeah, I don't know about Bloodborne. What I don't want to be in a game because I haven't played the other one. So
yeah, I would say backstabs. If I had to, like, I don't know, I don't like that as a mechanic.
So what is the backstab when you run around?
You walk around the back, somebody gets stabbed in the back, and it does like excessive amounts of damage. I don't really like that mechanic.
HP.
Yeah,
was that built into most battles then with enemies?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes you would want to use that if given the opportunity.
Okay.
But it just kind of feels like, does it really add anything in a long run? Not really, and it just, I don't know. Feels like you got to maneuver around the back sometimes, and just doesn't feel good.
You got to move around the back. Life lessons.
Yeah.
The reach around the back.
Yeah.
That's gotta have common decency, man.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I think that does it for questions and emails.
Yeah.
Anything else? Can we go watch competitive gaming now?
I believe that is what is on the docket. I think my Counter-Strike thing might be already over, but that's
okay. Damn! Do they post that on YouTube, though, for you to watch later?
Oh, yeah, Twitch, they do afterwards. I don't really care enough to watch it after it was a live recording.
You're not one of those guys that, you know, you're not going to look on Twitter to see what happened and just take yourself off social media and then go watch it?
No, I mean, I'll go check, like, HLTV.org and be like, oh, they won, cool.
Yeah, I've done that in the past with the fighting stuff too. Like, I could sit for another 3 hours here and watch it, but it's already been done. And
right,
yeah.
But
if it was Dota 2, though, I would definitely go and watch that 3.5 hour match.
I would suggest it. I would highly suggest it.
Where can someone go and find that if they want to?
There's like Twitch archives.
It doesn't matter. What?
Spy Guy, who have you got your money on to win the Street Fighter 4? If you could pick someone, who's gonna win?
I think Momochi.
Ah.
Mad Cat's Evil Genius Momochi.
Ah, he's an EG. He's an EG.
I think so, yeah, EG. Momochi. Yeah, he's just been destroying, he's been winning these big events back to back to back. So we'll see. I think he's in the top eight, and he's in winners still, so he hasn't lost yet.
Okay. Did Balrog make it to top eight?
I don't think so. That's neither did Go.
Did you know that Balrog's retiring this year?
Yeah, at the end of this year, PL Balrog, or what's his real name?
I don't know.
That's it. Going to focus on being a family man or whatever. Doing real work.
Go home and be a family man.
Eduardo, that's his real first name. I know.
Yes.
So we'll see what Eduardo really does. I think he was interviewed earlier this week, and he did. Yeah, he said yes, that this is definitely, you know, the last year that he'll be competing in games competitively. And then he's retiring, and he's only like 23, maybe 24.
He's probably made a shitload of money.
You don't. Yeah. I don't know if you make a ton of money. And
yeah, the problem with Balrog is he's not one of those guys that will win. Like, he might win on occasion, but yeah.
Yeah, he's not a consistent player. He's exciting to watch, though, and when he does win, you're really cheering for him. But yeah, he makes it tough on himself.
Yeah, he does. As same with his Marvel vs. Capcom game type. Have you seen him play that?
Yeah, I mean, he's had some of the most iconic moments too in that game.
Yeah. So.
That's fun. I hadn't watched Marvel for so long, and then this weekend it was back, and just it was kind of interesting to watch again. It's a game that sort of it became delisted on all of the online. I mean, you can't buy this game anymore unless you get a physical copy.
Yeah, it's and they're weird. Not.
Yeah. So, but that's
The update for fighting games.
Yeah, and for your CS:GO, you might watch that or you may not.
Yeah, if it's still going.
But there's still
watch that.
I'm also there's also The Walking Dead. The day that we're recording this, I'm a big fan of that.
Well, enjoy.
I will. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I will. Is that it?
All right, that's going to do it for episode episode whatever.
I don't even know.
Nine?
I can't remember. Knows. The fucking number is it?
Whose show is this? Who does this thing?
Where am I? Why does everything smell like toast?
You're inside that volcano right now.
I got good internet inside my volcano.
The best internet, really.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Send us emails, please. Bye.
Bye. What? Later.